Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Yeah, we've had explosive plays. Obviously, even with Brandon being hurt, you know, touchdowns are explosive plays. So we've had winning plays that have helped, you know, our team win. Martellus Bennett has had a number of explosive plays, as he did in this past game. But to me, Brad, the key is we have to achieve a better run-pass balance. When you have a better run-pass balance, you keep your opponents off balance and you have a chance to hit big chunk plays like we've had them hit against us. Yeah, you know, obviously we're a 3-5 team and he's a 3-5 quarterback right now. You know, there's a lot of things that he's got to get better at. There's a lot of things that we got to get better at. In terms of protecting the football, you know, he's had in the fumbles, he had the one against, I guess it was San Francisco, had the one this past week, and he had the one previous week against Miami. Some of them are just, you know, situations, guy coming from a blind side, but obviously got to keep the ball up and away. We got to get better at that. Obviously, he knows that. He holds himself accountable for it, and we'll continue to strive to get better in that area. You know, I'm going to – hey, Dan, honestly, I've been watching him since he's from Vanderbilt, and in the past, he was better than everybody around him. And because when you're better than everybody around you, you're pressed to make plays. And coming out of Vanderbilt, some of his things from a technical standpoint were concerning, you know, in terms of coming off the back foot, protecting the football. And a lot of that revolves around trying to make plays. And Jay, like a lot of players in that position, has a little bit of a gunslinger personality in terms of, I want to be the guy make the plays. He trusts his arm. Okay? Those are habits. Habits are hard to improve. Have I seen improvement from Vanderbilt? Absolutely. Have I seen improvement in the last 2 years? Yes, I have. Because I know where we were at 2 years ago. And I know how many sacks he took, how much pressure and hits that he played through, and how he tried to overcome that group that was in front of him and how he tried to compensate. I think he's bought all the way in terms of, here's what's important, here's the concepts that we're trying to accomplish. We still have some time to go. We still have some things we have to clean up. Yeah, I don't know exactly where Brandon is, you know, in terms of full recovery. He says he is, okay, and I trust that. I see him get around pretty darn well. Again, that goes back to run-pass balance. You know, Brandon has never been a speed receiver. That hasn't been his role. He's been a physical, tough, high-point ball catcher, run after the catch, dynamic with the ball in his hands. And he's a guy that is a leverage mismatch. That's the receiver he is. So do we got to gain consistency with him that way? Yes, we do. I think he's a little frustrated. I think that frustration all leads back to his injury. I think the guy was phenomenally tough to work through it. I mean, he didn't practice for 2 weeks, and he played in games back-to-back without practice and came out there and performed to his best. I mean, without him, we don't beat San Francisco. I think he's that type of player. He's a difference maker, and we've got to continue to get him more involved and find ways to help him get open, and that goes back to what Coach said about balance. Well, we got to get ourselves in a position from a score-wise where we can do it from the get-go. Part of that is starting faster. Okay? When you're playing Miami and you're down 14-0 at home, you're going to have to pass the football. Okay, some of it is just doing that, is starting the way we started this past week, running the football. We had a couple good plays. We're in a good rhythm. We had a holding call. That's where the lack of consistency and working together to get it done in terms of being error-free and continuing to stay on time so that you can build a balance of what you're doing running pass.
And I've got to do a better job with that. I mean, I do have to do a better job with that, and that comes with our first down productivity has to be better. We have to get it to where it was a year ago where we're in continuity and with the chains, and we're in second and manageable situations and so forth. We got to do a better job with that because we got an offensive line that can block the run, and we've got a very good running back, so we have to do that.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.